Welcome to The Astrology Show with your host, Kelly Fox. Each week, Kelly will give you access to the current transits that are a valuable tool which provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has through our sun sign. Understanding the current planetary influences each week can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. Sometimes, events in your life may seem completely random, but there is a pattern to the order of these events, one set in motion in part by you and in part by the planets and stars in the sky and their influence on your life here on Earth. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, if you're going to get that promotion, move to a new city, or fall in love, tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. It can help you anticipate problems before they occur, give you tools to cope with changes, and help you look forward to the wonderful days ahead. Kelly Fox is a professional astrologer and internet pioneer who launched astrology.com, one of the first and most successful astrology websites. Today, her passion lies with her new site, theastrologer.com, where she brings a modern-day approach to an ancient wisdom. Please join Kelly each week to learn more about how the planets can align for you.
Hello and welcome to The Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, and I would first up like to wish you all a happy astrological new year. Now, we're not quite there yet because it occurs tomorrow, and it's your Pacific time, 9:16 a.m., and if you're on the East Coast, that would be 12:16 p.m. Tomorrow will be the official start of spring in the Northern Hemisphere, and it will be the official start of autumn in the Southern Hemisphere. And if you can hardly believe I'm already talking about the equinox, it's just incredible how fast time can go. Now, some of you out there might be time benders, which means you can warp time, you can warp your own time. So maybe you could slow it down for us a little bit. Anyway, so what's happening this week in the astrological news? Well, the big news is the astrological new year. And, of course, that coincides with the sun moving into Aries. So, with the sun moving into Aries, the astrological new year, this is all about new beginnings. So this is all about new beginnings. We're coming to the end of a cycle. We're wrapping up the astrological new year. So this is a time for completion and getting things done. So we are experiencing spring. It's the spring equinox tomorrow if you're in the Northern Hemisphere, and the fall equinox if you're in the Southern Hemisphere. So what that means is that the sun will be rising due east and will be setting due west. It means that the days and the nights, or the day and the night, particularly of tomorrow, will be of equal length. So if you think about it, in the summertime, no matter where you are, the days are longer and the nights are shorter. And in the wintertime, the nights are longer and the days are shorter. But when we're at the equinox, it'll be exactly the same length of day and night. So, and it's no coincidence that the sun will be moving into Aries with this equinox. So Aries is the very first sign of the zodiac, and this show is dedicated to all you Rams out there. And if you are fortunate enough to have an Aries in your life, you will be celebrating with me the start of the Aries season. And if you know anything about Aries, you will know that Aries definitely symbolizes and represents. They represent, they're very much like their icon, the ram. And if you think about a ram with great big horns, Aries is known to be headstrong and impulsive. And if you think about two rams butting heads, if you are doubly fortunate enough to have two Aries in your life, then you will know that they will never back down from a challenge or a confrontation. So, you know, confrontations depends who you are and what you're about. Most people don't like them at all. But some people, namely some Aries, can find that confrontations can be really exciting. But it can also lead to a locking of horns. If you think about the ram with those great big horns and they're like headbutting everything that gets in their way, that could be the experience of some Aries. Of course, not all Aries, just some Aries. Also this week is, if I had a drum roll, I'd be playing it, the dreaded Mercury retrograde is upon us once again, if you can even believe that. Now, this happens 3 times a year for 3 weeks each time, and already we have this Mercury retrograde right here this week. This is the first one, let me just double check that. Yes, this is the first one of 2018. And this one will be occurring in, yes, you guessed it, Aries. So I'll be talking about that a bit later on in the show. So Mercury, you know, Mercury retrograde, you hear the horror stories about it, particularly around travel plans. And yes, I have personally experienced a Mercury retrograde travel, a 19-hour flight delay and all that type of stuff. So, Mercury is the planet of communication, and when it's retrograde, it appears to be traveling backwards in its orbit around the sun. It's in Aries, so you can put those keywords together and guess what we're going to have. Well, I will talk about that a little bit more later on in the show, but basically it's all about impatience and wanting to get things moving and just nothing moving fast enough. Now, take my words of warning, you fire signs, especially Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius. Anyway, so back to the week and starting off with the astrological new year. So the spring equinox, it occurs every year around this time, around March 21st each year. This year it's the 20th, well, of course, depending on where you are in the world, it's the 20th or 21st, sometimes it's the 21st, 22nd, but it's always around this time. And it's the start of a brand new cycle. It's the start of spring. And so what it means is that the sun will be moving into Aries tomorrow, the cardinal sign of Aries, which is very fitting. Aries, the first sign of the zodiac. Cardinal is all about initiating a new beginning. The other cardinal signs are Cancer, Libra, Capricorn. So it's all about initiating new beginnings, birth. It's no coincidence that, you know, we've got Easter during this time as well. Easter is all about, is about rebirth and new, everything new. You know, the plants, the trees all come about. So, you know, around this time, you know, it's all about fertility and hoping for success, successful crops in the field. It's all about moving into the next stages. It's sort of like we're taking another step forward. You know, there's a lot of opportunities. You know, the sun's out longer, the days are longer, if you're in the Northern Hemisphere. Everything, you know, at this time is fresh, new and exciting. So that's the spring equinox is the halfway point between the winter solstice and the summer solstice. Doesn't matter where you are in the world, it's the halfway point to those things. So you've heard that, you've heard the expression spring cleaning. So it's sort of like we all want to get moving because we're no longer stuck indoors. Well, I say that, but, you know, I've just heard from my producer, Chris, that it's going to be snowing where he is on the East Coast. So much for springtime. But I'm just talking, you know, I'm just making generalizations. This is just generally what the season is about and what it represents. Some places, you know, quicker than others. If you're on the East Coast, it might be different. If you're on the West Coast, definitely different. So it's a time when people start getting outdoors, you know, like we're more engaged with what's going on outside. We're not cooped up at home, you know, trying to stay warm. Of course, if you're not where my producer is. So it's all about, you know, things blossoming, things coming about. We're in an optimistic mood, generally speaking. And if you're in the southern hemisphere, of course, this is your celebration of the autumn equinox. So you're moving from the summer into the winter. It doesn't matter if you're in the southern hemisphere, the days are still of equal length at any time around the equinox. So it's really a time where autumn represents, you know, the mature stages of life, you know, settling down a little bit. When it comes to the life cycles, it's about retirement. And, you know, the lightheartedness of summer has passed or is passing. You know, the harvest is coming in. You know, and if we're in the if you're if we were in September and we're experiencing the autumn equinox in the northern hemisphere, you know, that's the time when school goes back. So it's like, you know, it's the start of putting our heads down and getting serious. You know, we've all been frolicking around during the summertime. Well, now is the time to sort of get focused again. So, you know, the motivation to work is much greater with the autumn equinox, regardless of where you are in the world. You know, and traditionally, you know, during the autumn time, it's a time to save your resources. So, you know, people previously used to stock up on food before we had supermarkets. You know, preserving the foods that we harvest, and you know, making stockpiling for the winter. I always think of like a bear, you know, a bear hibernating and then it's starting to wake up and come about, you know, with the springtime, but now we're looking at the autumn. So it's getting ready. It's getting ready to prepare itself for the winter. So if you're in the southern hemisphere, that's what this time period is all about for you. So, as I said, this show is dedicated to all you Aries out there. Each month, I always dedicate the show to whichever sign is having a birthday that month. So we just happen to be moving into the season of Aries. So it's all about new beginnings. Even though, yes, Mercury retrograde in Aries might throw a spanner in the works, but really, you know, Mercury retrograde aside, this is the season for Aries and for new beginnings and new cycles. So Aries, as I said, is symbolized by the ram, because you think about the symbol, you know, the big horns, butting heads. Aries is headstrong and impulsive and usually never backs down from any sort of challenge or confrontation. Think about all the Aries in your life. Think about what they're like. They're brave. They're brave warriors. They'll take on the world, and they'll just go charging in. They're the ones on the front line. They're our firemen. You know, the heroes. It's like Aries are the people we look up to. They're the ones with, you know, a lot of courage, or people with planets in Aries as well. That's who I'm talking about. Oh, and if you don't know where your planets are, go to my website, get a free chart wheel. Then you can find out where your planets are. Go to theastrologer.com/chartwheel, or otherwise new.theastrologer.com/chartwheel. If you've got any planets in Aries, this show is for you as well. And as I said, Aries is a cardinal fire sign. It's ruled by Mars. Mars is the planet of passion. So it's sort of no surprise that, you know, if Mars is your ruler, that Aries happens to be one of the strongest, most impulsive, and courageous signs of the zodiac. This sign is absolutely fearless when it comes to a challenge or a conquest in any area of life, in any aspect of life. Aries is the one on the front lines fighting the battles for all of us. They love adventure. And, you know, I have to say, when I think of Aries, I think of, have you seen the movie from years and years ago, Gladiator, with Russell Crowe? Russell Crowe happens to be an Aries as well. But when I think of that character, Maximus, I think his name was, when I think of the character, he is the epitome of Aries. It's like this incredible, incredibly courageous, fearless, brave warrior. And of course, he was a gladiator and nothing fazed him. The epitome of Aries. It was just amazing. An incredible, incredible movie. And I remember from years and years ago thinking, this is Aries. This is Aries all the way. So Aries, the gladiator. And I'm talking male and female. You know, it's just the energy of what I'm talking about. So Aries will, you know, when it comes to love, will pursue a relationship with the same single-minded energy that they apply to any project at all. And obstacles will never get in their way. They have those great big horns, you know, the horns of the ram, and they will just charge through it. It's sort of like it brings new meaning to banging your head against a brick wall. It brings a whole new meaning. And usually they can just knock that wall down. So if you're lucky enough to have any Aries in your life, you know that it equals any involvement with this sign equals big excitement. There is never a dull moment. But, you know, on the flip side, because, of course, in astrology it teaches us that life's not all a bed of roses. But basically, you know, on the flip side of that, excitement can verge toward agitation. Because Aries is as hot-blooded as it is warm-hearted. And that can mean sometimes a fiery temper that matches this very strong drive that they have. So in other words, Aries gets mad fast when it doesn't get what it wants. But, you know, the good news around that is that Aries will rarely hold a grudge. And if they do, if you know an Aries that does, they must have some Cancerian planets in their chart, most definitely. So with Aries, you know, there's just too much to see and too much to do to waste time clinging on to old grudges and outmoded emotions and so on. So, you know, while other signs might be just hanging on and stewing, Aries is already off, jumping headfirst into the next thing. And that's what Aries is about. Aries, when I think people ask me all the time, what's a great career for each of the signs? Of course, you know, I always say it's more than a sun sign, but a sun sign is a great place to start. I think Aries would make great race car drivers, karate instructors, fire people, of course, our heroes, our society's heroes, most definitely, fire people. And I always think of Aries when I think of fire. I'm just saying fire people because firemen, firewomen, whatever. As I said, Aries is ruled by Mars. And Mars shows up red in the heavens, which is no surprise because, you know, Aries is passionate and it's also, it can be, let's just say assertive is probably a more polite way of saying it. So, you know, Mars is all about our sex drive as well, and it's our propensity for irritation, our urge to compete, and most definitely to succeed. It's sort of like with Mars as Aries' ruling planet, it's like our attitude, it affects our attitude toward everything from team sports to dating to how you argue with your friend to how you go after a promotion at work. It's about our willpower. So this falls into the realm of Aries as well. It's like, you know, it's like, how do you motivate yourself? Like, what do you do? How do you push yourself? And that's sort of like what Aries is about. It'll just keep going without any sort of, break. Because remember that the symbol of Aries is the ram. The horns just keep charging and keep breaking down those walls. So ambition is a big part of the Mars influence, which is the ruler of Aries, and, you know, and how we take action. And as I said, Aries is a fire sign, And, you know, just think, the other fire signs are Leo and Sagittarius, always on the move, always, always moving, always vital, outshining a lot of the other signs, just always immediate and intense, and then moving on to something else. Very impulsive, the fire signs, you know, and they lead interesting lives as a result. So, you know, always on the go. If you think about the Aries in your life, they're always on the go. They're always moving. Think of things that are just action-packed and intense and really like fast-paced. I think extreme sports as well. You know, the fire signs, they're hot-blooded. Aries is definitely no exception. Very passionate about everything that they do. And Aries is also a cardinal sign. And so the cardinal signs are the self-starters of the zodiac. They're the ones that I always say are like the trendsetters. They get stuff done. You know, they're on to the next thing. They're not hanging on. They're not hanging on till the dying end. You know, they get bored fast. Did I mention the cardinal signs? Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. So that's the nature of the cardinal sign. And so Aries, being the very first sign of the zodiac, represents basically everything about, even though they're all cardinal signs, Aries being the first sign and a fire sign takes all of that, you know, just wrap it all up and then make it bigger. And that's what Aries is all about. Being fearless, you know, that's the first word that pops into my mind with Aries. It's all about fearless. Being fearless. And, you know, the cardinal signs, you know, dreaming up new ideas and jumping from one lily pad to the next type of thing. So cardinal signs have a lot of energy. Of course, so do fire signs. You put those two together and Aries just has this amazing amount of energy. Very active and always on the go. Now, moving on to Aries compatibility, like I do in all the shows, I talk about each sign's compatibility. So, of course, the golden rule of compatibility is the elements. Signs of the same element get on really well. That's a really great foundation on which to remember when it comes to astrology compatibility and really sun sign compatibility. So the other fire signs, Aries, Leo and Sag. So those three get on really well. And then of course the earth signs, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, they're a really great fit. Then you've got the air signs, Gemini, Libra and Aquarius. And then finally the water signs, Cancer, Scorpio and Pisces. So that's how you sort of work out compatibility. That's a really good start. So with Aries compatibility, when you have two Aries together, where do I begin with this one? So I'm thinking, you know, think of the symbol of the ram with these great big horns. And when you have two Aries together, it's like it just is, sometimes can be a clashing of horns, just, you know, butting into each other at times. But the thing is, it's like, remember, compatibility is based off element. So, you know, you've got two fire signs together. They can get tangled sometime, like any great relationship, but it's like, you know, they get each other. They understand each other. They're on the move together constantly. So, you know, you've got both sides of everything. Everything does have a shadow. So, in other words, when two Aries get together, what happens when they come together? Well, I would call that a blaze of bonfire proportions. And with two Aries, things usually happen really fast. And in a relationship, they'll just, you know, fall head over heels instantly. And the thing is, they'll fall like a ton of bricks. But you know what? They could fall out of love just as abruptly. So it's like you've got to be engaging to really hold an Aries attention. And usually with Aries, it could be some fighting and, you know, making up, that type of stuff. So, you know, two Aries together could be, you know, flash to life, flame white hot, and possibly burn itself out or not, depending on other factors. Hopefully there's some Taurus energy there amongst the two Aries, which gives them the grounding, stability, long-term sort of influence. Okay, Aries and Taurus. This is an interesting combination because you two can strike a really good balance because, as I just said, Taurus can stabilize impetuous Aries and Aries can liven up complacent Taurus. And usually, you know, two signs next to each other in the zodiac are very much about, you know, there's an understanding there, you know, because you probably share inner planets together. So in other words, you know, the Taurus might have something in Aries and Aries might have something in Taurus, and it just makes a really, really nice match, which is typical. So with Aries and Taurus, again, signs next to each other, there's usually more glue there. It's an okay match. You're very different, but a good combination. You know, you're finding the balance of different types of energies and characteristics. But be careful with Aries and Taurus, because when it's good, it's great, and when it's bad, it's not so great. I guess just like any sort of relationship. Now, with Aries and Taurus, you probably hit it off in the beginning really well, but be careful not to come to a grinding halt when your opposing personalities turn into a clash of wills. That's my only word of warning with these two signs. Now, Gemini and Aries, and Aries and Gemini, you two get on really well. Two signs apart in the zodiac are usually compatible. So Aries and Gemini make great friends, great partners. You're both all on the go. Gemini's more intellectual. Aries is more physical. Aries is quick-blooded. Gemini, quick-minded. You both love constant action, and you're both willing to try anything, or I should say just about anything once. Make great friends. You could pull through anything together, any hard times. You make a really, really great team. So we're going to take a short break on that note, so stay tuned.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, this is John Ondrasik of Five for Fighting, here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, it becomes everybody's business. So please, plan ahead, designate before you celebrate. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hi there, and welcome back to the Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about the planets this week. And the big news of the week is it's the astrological new year. This is occurring tomorrow. And that coincides with the equinox. And if you're in the northern hemisphere, this is the spring equinox. And if you're in the southern hemisphere, this will be the autumn equinox. And it also coincides with the sun moving into Aries. So happy birthday to all you Aries out there. And this show is dedicated to Aries. So just before the break, I was talking about Aries and Gemini because I was going through compatibility like I do with every show. Depending on the month, I celebrate each sign of the zodiac. So tonight's show is all about Aries. So I was just saying that Aries and Gemini were a really great match. Now, Aries and Cancer, this is just sun sign-based, but it's all about the other planets and what signs they're in to really do true compatibility. So Aries and Cancer, Cancer's a water sign and Aries is a fire sign. So if you put those two things together, fire and water don't really mix too well. And that could be an issue. The personalities are very different. Aries can be quite brash and hurt sensitive Cancer's feelings without even realizing what's going on until the damage has been done. And Cancer is very emotional and can dampen the fire of Aries' like sense of excitement. So finding a way to compromise, or of course, you've probably got, I'm doing this, like with my hand, making hand movements here, but it's like Cancer could have an Aries moon, Aries could have a Cancer moon, and then it's a match made in heaven. You get each other. Well, sort of. It's more complicated. I'm just simplifying it. So in other words, you have to find ways to compromise. Cancer might need to lighten up emotionally, and Aries might need to learn to be a little bit more sensitive. Aries and Leo, that's a really good combination. There's always a but here, though. Two fire signs. So basically, where there's heat, there's fire, and you two might be really burning up in a good way or a bad way. Your attraction to each other is probably instant and really hot. But don't ignore the problem areas, and that will be, there's really one, I would say, with these two. And that would be a struggle over who's the boss. So, Aries and Leo both want to be in charge. And Aries sometimes can have a me-first attitude, sort of Leo does too. Leo's got a pretty big ego. Leo does like to rule the roost, and can be very sensitive when feeling ignored or underappreciated. But, those little things aside, overall it's a great combination. Aries and Virgo. It's interesting because you might feel a sense of destiny when you come together. That, and of course all the difficulties between you, and there are quite a few, but this connection is fated. So you have so much to learn from each other, but you will earn karmic brownie points when the times get rough and you really stick it out and you really work it out. So Aries can be really impulsive, whereas Virgo can be quite reserved and considerate. On the surface, you look like you have nothing in common, but there really is a strong bond underneath. Aries and Libra. Opposite signs of the zodiac. Now, there is a formula about opposites, and I said before, but there wasn't an opposite sign. Basically, when it's good, it's great, and when it's bad, it's not great. So Aries and Libra, of course, it's a case of opposites attract. Libra has good taste, refinement, impeccable manners, all of which impulsive, headstrong Aries can sometimes lack. But Libra is utterly attracted to the excitement that Aries brings to the table. You're both spontaneous, you're both cardinal signs, and you've probably tried nearly anything once. Good match. Aries and Scorpio. Well, this is interesting, and it won't be a sweet, peaceful, restful match because you're both ruled by Mars, the planet of passion, and also anger. So your intensity when you come together is white hot, and probably united by a common goal, but you can work well together, just as long as you know your roles and what each of you does. But when your connection is challenged, watch out, because Scorpio waters run very, very deep, and jealousy could be an issue between you because you both have touches of that. Might start some major battles. I wouldn't like to see you two in a battle, actually. Aries and Sagittarius, both fire signs, so you make a great team. You have twin fiery natures, of course, always on the go, together or on your own, whatever it is. You make a really good couple. You're both very independent. You understand each other's needs of freedom. But just don't have high expectations for making long-term plans because you both get bored very quickly, very fast. Aries and Capricorn. Well, at first glance, you two have nothing in common. You are both cardinal signs. Aries loves to take a risk. Capricorn loves to plan. And I mean like far, 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 far into the future. But you are both driven. You're both ambitious. You both approach life with like a single-minded intensity. The values can differ. Aries might switch tracks. Capricorn really, once it sets its sight on something, it will just keep taking one step after the other until it achieves its goal. Whereas Aries will get too bored. Aquarius and Aries, you make a great match. Remember, two signs apart in the zodiac. You both crave independence and freedom. Again, willing to try anything once. And, you know, Aquarius can be pretty out there. And, you know, Aries is not afraid of anything. So that's not too bad. It's more about social activities. So make sure you're both out there doing stuff. Aquarius likes to be surrounded by people. But Aries does need its alone time as well. So you will need to work that out. And finally, Aries and Pisces. Remember the golden rule, fire and water. Pisces is a water sign. Aries is a fire sign. Aries is active, whereas Pisces is more passive. But you know, the thing is that they're next to each other in the zodiac. So there's always this understanding of signs next to each other in the zodiac. So it's sort of like you'll get each other in one sense and you're both just so very different. But Pisces being an intuitive, can really tune into Aries' deeper nature and really be a great support for Aries. And, you know, sometimes I think you're both idealistic but not always realistic. So there you have it. That's Aries, all about Aries, Aries compatibility. Next up, we have the dreaded Mercury retrograde. I feel like I'm instilling fear in everybody here. But we have, you know, Mercury retrograde has a bad reputation and for a good reason. So this week, Mercury, planet of communication, is turning retrograde, which means it appears to be traveling backwards in its orbit around the sun, but technically it just slows down so much that it looks like it's moving backwards. The planets don't move backwards, they just slow down. They slow down so much from our perspective here on Earth, it looks like they are moving backwards when technically they are not. But just for the sake of simplifying, astrologers say retrograde and it's moving backwards. So Mercury, planet of communication, is turning retrograde in Aries at 16 degrees on Thursday at 5:19 p.m. Pacific time. So if you are a cardinal sign, and that's Aries, Cancer, Libra, Capricorn, this is a word of warning for you more so, or if you have planets in cardinal signs, be cautious. Be cautious with this Mercury retrograde in Aries. So what it's going to mean is that we're all going to have to put a great deal of conscious effort to communicate and have a back and forth communication with others. Try and have a really good understanding, have compassion, empathy, some care. When people are trying to communicate, you're having a conversation and nobody's really understanding each other. During the Mercury retrograde in Aries, there could be a very strong tendency to blurt things out or be more blunt than usual when Mercury is retrograde in Aries. Also, the perception of what other people say might be skewed by our overly eager or anxious desire for action. Impatience here is a key word. You know, we're impulsive and we're not willing to slow down. We need the answers now, right now. It's also about passionate responses. There could be arguments because remember the symbol of Aries and now Mercury communication in Aries and retrograde on top of it. Remember the symbol, it's like the ram with the big horns clashing. So be careful with your responses, your communication at this time. Mercury will be retrograde all the way through April 15th. So through April 15th, it's like, you know, let's not say things that we might later regret. It's important to slow down, have patience, don't expect instant answers. If people can't keep up with us, mentally, physically, whatever it is, be patient, be caring, be compassionate. Also, when Mercury is retrograding Aries, as it will be on Thursday through April 15th, it's like people might misunderstand what we're trying to say or we might misinterpret what's being said to us and then sort of jump the gun or jump down someone's throat when we're not really understanding the intention behind what was said. So just be very cautious and careful during this time on Thursday through April 15th about how to engage a dialogue and try not to use hostile language. It's best to use neutral or non-threatening language and stay on life subjects. Okay, on that note, we're going to take a short break, so stay tuned.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
This is a test to find out if you know it all when it comes to children. Name one of the leading killers of U.S. children age 1 to 13. What's the best way to protect children in a car crash? At what age and size should a child start using a booster seat?
Don't assume you know it all when it comes to car seats for your child. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat and know for sure. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I will get back to you guys in a minute. Hi there. Thanks for joining me. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about the planets this week. And we have so much going on. I mean, we usually do anyway, but it is the astrological new year this year. And it's also the sun is moving into Aries. And, of course, we have the dreaded Mercury retrograde, which I was talking about just before the break. And what I did was, this is not only about blurting things out or being really impatient or clashing horns with someone else while Mercury is retrograde because of misunderstandings. This is also about Mercury hooking up with the other planets. So on April 4th, Mercury retrograde will be forming a square, which is a challenge to warrior planet Mars. Now think about this. Mercury is retrograde in Aries, and Aries' ruling planet is Mars. So this is really not good. This is not a good day for all of us, but especially if you are a cardinal sign, and especially if you are an Aries or a Capricorn. The other two cardinal signs are Cancer and Libra. But especially Libra, Capricorns, be really careful around April 4th. Mercury retrograde forming a square to Mars, which is the ruler of this Mercury retrograde. So this is like tempers could flare, arguments may erupt, people are really irritable, they're taking things the wrong way, short-tempered, people picking fights for no reason, misreading other signals, stomping off in anger. It is not a good aspect, this one. The next day we've got, on April 5th, Mercury retrograde forming a square to Saturn. So just be careful, April 4th and 5th with these influences. So Mercury retrograde forming a square to Saturn. This is about, so just think, the 4th was Mercury retrograde square Mars, the next day is Mercury retrograde square Saturn. Be really careful, everybody should be really careful about what they say during this time, because it really might come back to us later on. It's sort of like, be really careful with your communication, especially if you're in Aries and Capricorn. People with Mercury retrograde, under the influence of Mercury retrograde square Saturn, people are more skeptical, cynical. They're not really believing what we're telling them. We have to prove ourselves. People are more rigid. It's a bit of depression as well. It's sort of like, I don't really want to hear that. Overcritical, narrow-minded, I think, is another one for this aspect. And feeling inadequate about our own mental capabilities. And it's like working hard but not really getting the results that we want. So that's my warning. Mercury retrograde in Aries, it's happening this Thursday through April 15th. And then on the 4th and 5th of April, be really, really careful with communication. Other planetary influences this week. That's right. Yes, yesterday we had this lovely, lovely Mercury-Venus conjunction in Aries. We're still under the influence of that really, really nice aspect. So let someone know how you feel. And, you know, don't be afraid to do it because, you know, Aries is the warrior. So Mercury and Venus. Mercury is communication, Venus is love. Put those together in Aries, the brave warrior. And we can be really articulate about how we feel about somebody, so let them know. But of course, there's always something. On Friday the 23rd, we've got Venus, love planet Venus, forming a square to Pluto. I don't really particularly like that aspect. So love planet Venus is forming a square to Pluto, and I'm just looking up the degree here. Yes, 21 degrees. So love planet Venus will be 21 degrees Aries, and then Pluto, of course, is at 21 Capricorn. So again, if you're an Aries, if you're a Capricorn, and if you're born later in the sign, pay attention, because Venus is love and money, and the square is a challenge, and Pluto can be like manipulating, pulling the strings, controlling. So it's sort of like, there might be some like unconscious stuff coming to the surface, particularly around relationships or, as I said, around money. You know, this is about doubts and suspicions and scrutinizing others. Basically, it's being like really suspicious, compulsive, obsessive, jealous. You know, we obsess over something. It just goes around and around and around. You know, we might be suspicious of our partner, our business partner. This is a time to, it's sort of be dragged through the mud, but then you come up you know, smelling like roses after you learn the lesson or get the message. It's not going to happen in, you know, like overnight, but it's sort of like, it's a transformation. It's a transformation about moving beyond our insecurities and our suspicions and sort of rising higher than that. Because Pluto is the ruler of Scorpio, and one of the symbols of Scorpio is the phoenix rising from the ashes. So it's sort of like we've got to go through this hard, challenging time so we can rise above it. So at that time, you know, for all of us, try not to manipulate, control other people. Try not to cling to the past. Try not to resist. Because the tighter we hold on, the harder it's going to be. And be very careful about investing money, particularly for the long term, or changing strategy with money. It's not a good time to do that under this influence. On Saturday, we have Sun Square Mars. It's not so great either. It's about short tempers, being upset, especially with the influence of already fiery Aries. And now we've got this square to Mars and Capricorn. So it's sort of like people might be grumpy, angry, upset, impatient, hot-haired, when it comes to the weekend. That's not good coming off the back of the Venus square Pluto. Now, after all that, here is your weekly horoscope. So if you're an Aries, do you like the impression others have of you? What do you think you portray with your image? If you'd like to change the way people view you, think about how. With this Mercury retrograde, it helps you to better understand how you come across. So there's a good use of it. If you are a Taurus, your normally good intuition could let you down as Mercury turns retrograde. So don't make assumptions or leap to conclusions. You know, let the facts come about. This is particularly important when it comes to romance and friendship. If you are a Gemini, you are a very supportive friend, but what happens when you need support in return? Sometimes it just isn't there. And there is, and this, you know, could be one of those weeks. And you might be a little bit upset about the attitude of some friends, but hang on in there because Mercury retrograde is hiding the facts and they might not come about until after April 15th when Mercury turns direct. If you are a Cancer, expect to be under some sort of intense scrutiny at work despite your absolute best efforts. Some people will just never be satisfied. So don't get hung up on other people's opinions of you. If you know that you've tried, then that's all that really matters. If you're a Leo, you have been so preoccupied with the big picture issues recently that you've neglected the details, which is not good because Mercury turning retrograde will remind you to sweat the small stuff. So zero in on family and love especially and give more of your time to this area of your life. If you're a Virgo, you've taken on too much and it shows. You can't be all things to all people all the time. For the sake of your own mental and physical health, you will have to let some things slide, which I know is hard for Virgo. Focus on what matters to you the most. If you are a Libra, with Mercury turning retrograde in your house of love, silly arguments can quickly turn poisonous at home. So stay one step ahead of the game by apologizing promptly and with feeling, and don't let anger simmer away in the background. If you are a Scorpio, you hate not being able to plan ahead, but this Mercury retrograde plays havoc with your scheduling. So try to be more flexible and spontaneous. If plans A, B, and C don't work out, never mind, just see what unfolds instead. If you're a Sag, your recklessness could be your undoing as Mercury turns retrograde in your risk zone. There's a fine line between exuberance and foolishness, and you're not always on the right side of that. So take greater care, if not for your sake, maybe for your loved ones. If you are a Capricorn, an unsettled week for your family life as Mercury turns retrograde in this zone of your chart. That doesn't mean it's a difficult time. If you can embrace some flexibility and drop some rules, you might even have some fun, Capricorn. If you are an Aquarius, does it feel as though everything is up in the air at the moment? It's very hard to pin anything down with any certainty once Mercury turns retrograde on Thursday. So try to focus on your emotions instead of the facts. What feels right? What feels good? Do those things. And finally, if you are a sweet, sweet Pisces, finances may be stretched close to breaking point once Mercury turns retrograde. However, that's not necessarily a bad thing. Get creative with ideas on how to live well for less. And you might come to enjoy this thrifty period, as hard as that is to believe. So that's it for your daily, your weekly horoscope. And you can get your daily, weekly, and monthly horoscopes on the On Times website. So be sure to tune in there and find out your day, week, and month ahead according to your sign. So the big news of the week is the astrological new year. So be sure to get out there and celebrate, just like the calendar new year. So we're having the astrological new year, which coincides with the equinox and the first day of Aries. So wishing you all the very best for the week ahead. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, and this is The Astrology Show. And be sure to tune in next week.